With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senate Republicans are reportedly looking for ways to decouple a Ukraine aid bill from U.S. border security. Bob Agnew reports.
Rumors have begun to swirl that Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is in the planning stages for a standalone bill offering aid to Ukraine. That comes amid widespread speculation that any version of a border bill that comes out of the Senate will be DOA in the House. Conservatives there are demanding the White House make major policy changes at the U.S. border before they sign on to billions in foreign aid for Ukraine and Israel. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department found former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed state employees and has reached a settlement with the state of New York. Ed Donahue has more.
The agreement details a series of reforms made after Cuomo left office in 2021 after a report by State Attorney General Letitia James concluded he sexually harassed at least 11 women. Cuomo denied any wrongdoing.
I would have to lose my mind to do such a thing.
Cuomo continues to deny the allegations, which were brought forth by people like former aide Charlotte Bennett.
He said he was lonely. He said he was looking for a girlfriend.
The Justice Department investigation found Cuomo subjected at least 13 state employees to a sexually hostile work environment. A spokeswoman for James says Andrew Cuomo can continue to deny the truth, but the facts do not lie. I'm Ed Donahue.
WWE founder Vince McMahon is resigning amid allegations of sex trafficking in a new lawsuit. A former WWE employee filed the suit in a Connecticut court this week, claiming that McMahon assaulted and trafficked her to other employees before paying her to keep quiet. Friday evening, McMahon announced that he would be resigning from his role as executive chairman of TKO, the parent company of WWE. This is SRN News. CVS faces a religious freedom complaint.
A Florida woman says she was fired from her job with a local pharmacy because she's a Christian and did not want to dispense contraceptives to customers. First Liberty Institute has filed suit on the woman's behalf, stating that, quote, it is illegal to issue a blanket revocation of all religious accommodations when CVS can't accommodate its employees. CVS is sending a message that religious health care workers are not welcome and need not apply. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nevada judge approved a petition by abortion advocates as eligible for signature gathering in their attempt to get abortion on the 2024 ballot. A referendum that could enshrine abortion in the state constitution up to the moment of birth will appear on the 2024 general election ballot if enough signatures are gathered. However, even if the amendment passes this fall, it will need to be approved again on the 2026 ballot. This is SRN News. Tesla is the latest automaker to announce a recall.
The EV maker is recalling nearly 200,000 vehicles because the backup camera may not display an image. The recall covers certain models Y, S, and X from the 2023 model year. All are equipped with full self-driving computer 4.0. The company says software instability may prevent the camera image from showing while the Teslas are in reverse. Federal regulators say it can increase the risk of a crash. Owners to be notified by mail starting March 22nd. Rich Thomason reporting.
The American Museum of Natural History is closing two major halls. The halls that feature Native American cultural items will close. Other displays will be covered. It's in response to a Biden administration policy. The new rules require museums to get consent from tribes before displaying artifacts. It means some 10,000 square feet of exhibition space will be closed, and the museum has not said when it would reopen. More details at SRNnews.com.